there is two types.
As we speak of the types, and we question, okay, why did God allow Elimelech to die in Moab and not Naomi? And really that brings to us two more types. We have in Elimelech the type of the energy of faith. And because his energy of faith lacked, okay, ultimately it brought forth death. And in Naomi, we have the type of position. She was still one of God's chosen people. And in grace, he can reach down now, and as we see Naomi being slowly restored back to the place that she left before.
Can I just add one thing that I think we may have overlooked yesterday, and I didn't want us to go too far without mentioning this, and it's a very practical thing. I want us to think for a moment about one person that we might know from our local meeting that perhaps has left for one reason or another. Here there was 10 years, and we don't specifically read of anybody reaching out to this family to say, why don't you return? Perhaps there was one that eventually communicated the fact that God had visited his people and had given bread. And I wonder if God would be willing to use one of us in our local meetings, whom we know, a friend, perhaps a family, but particularly a friend that might be of our own age, that for one reason or another has left the meeting and has gone out, perhaps into Moab. And if the Lord would use us to reach out to them and to try to draw them back and remind them about the goodness of the Lord. So may the Lord just encourage us and to not wait 10 years. It's a very difficult thing when somebody leaves to come back. As the more time goes by, we know it's harder to come back. So may the Lord just encourage us to, on this very practical note, to just think about one person that maybe we walked with, maybe we came to Grove City with here, that has left, and the Lord might use us in grace to reach out to them.
Brother Mark and Brother Chuck, also, I'm just going to combine what they were saying and add a little bit to it. But when Brother Chuck talked about Orpah, and then Brother Dave talked about how we need to reach out. I'm going to say reach out to all the Naomites, all those that have left, and we need to bring them back. But we also need to reach out to all the Orpahs, those that might be coming and might seem like Christians, I guess, might be doing the routines, but really might not be. Like when it comes time for a test, they turn around and they go right back. We've got to reach out to all of them. We've got to say, we got to be friendly, show the love of Christ to all of them, and maybe they'll come to the real realization that they need the Lord Jesus in their heart. But I just wanted to add that because there are some people that are just doing the routines and aren't really saved. And if a test comes, they just turn around. And that's all.
I think it's an important point that we recognize that the work that is being done here is a work of God.
That's it.
You know, sometimes we think that we really have a hand in it and God uses us as instruments. But it's really a work that he is doing on the heart. And you see, when Naomi said to them, you know, go back, the Lord grant you in that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband, she kissed them. You know, she was, this was an affectionate kiss. It was a kiss of departure. Wishing them well, as it were, to return home. And what was their response? They lifted up their voice and they wept. There was this natural affection that existed between Naomi and her daughter-in-laws. I think there was a sense that they were coming, as it were, to a close. At least Naomi had seen that this is where they were going to part. But they wept, and they said unto her in verse 10, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And doesn't this seem, young people, the right thing for her daughter-in-laws to say? You know, Naomi, we love you. We hear that God has visited thy people with bread. And what do you mean that you're kissing us and sending us off to the relatives of our husbands, the household of our husbands that have passed away? We want to come with you. But now here's the real test. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that I may be your husbands, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way. Well, what was the response then of Orpha and Ruth? This is where the reality is. See, at the first moment that Naomi said to them, go away, they wept. And they said, surely we're going to go with you. But when they were pressed, when they were challenged as to, why are you following me? Do you think that I can produce some more male children, that you would have a husband? He said, no, you return to your people. And we find that Ruth had a different response than Orpha.
I think it's important to see what is the basis of the response that Ruth had. Now, I don't know what you all think. I've not discussed this with any of my brethren here. I don't personally believe Ruth was saved on the road back. I believe myself that there was some relationship between Naomi and her God the whole time she was there. I don't know how much contact there was between her and people that were in Bethlehem, Judah. There was apparently some. There was apparently enough contact that it, and I think this is an answer to your question again, in God's time. Because restoration is not our work. We need to see that. I might approach somebody too early. I might also approach somebody too late. God's timing is perfect. But I believe sometime during that time when Ruth was living with Naomi, there was something that she saw in Naomi, of Naomi's relationship with the living God. What had Ruth been bowing to? She'd been bowing to a god of stone. She had been bowing to idols. And she had come to see in her mother-in-law that there was a relationship that she had with the living God. And the Lord used it for the conversion of this dear young woman. The Lord, as Tony said yesterday, reached in his grace and his sovereignty back down to that terrible land of Moab, because he had one there that he would use. So, and I think it's important, we need to deal with this matter of profession. Young people, how did you become a Christian? Was it by osmosis? Is this how you got saved? I didn't get saved that way. And anyone that's in this room didn't get saved by just saying someday, we're a Christian now. It is the reception of a person, a living person, into your heart. And I trust that we all here have been, we have had that experience, that we've come to see that the Lord Jesus didn't just die for the whole world. He died for me. When I see him on that cross, he took my place. My sins were put upon him. And I believe this is what Ruth saw. She saw that time. And certainly there came the time when she would be tested. She passes the test. We also know that Orpha is going to be tested. They both said, we will return with thee. But they both didn't when it came down to that.